This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, August 22nd, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The heavens declare the glory of God. That's what happened when a solar eclipse passed over the United States yesterday around noon. Most observers experienced darkness for only a minute or two. The longest period of darkness recorded in an eclipse was 7 minutes, except for the 3 hours of darkness which occurred in the middle of the day when the Lord Jesus died on the cross for our sins. The next solar eclipse is projected for April 2024. And it will cut a swath from Texas to Maine. Two Sudanese evangelical Presbyterian pastors were evicted from their homes, and their families are on the streets right now, according to Morningstar News. Since April, the Sudanese government is confiscating and destroying Christian churches, and now they are confiscating the homes of the church leaders. The president of Zimbabwe Africa has announced last week that the country will not prosecute murderers of white farmers, according to Zimbabwe's Newsday report. In the early 2000s, lands owned by white farmers were redistributed, and in some cases the owners were murdered. Now, Robert Mugabe says, quote, "We will never prosecute those who killed them," unquote. Earlier this year, the president also announced that there would be more confiscations of land from another 73 commercial white farmers in the Northeast. Bloomberg News says Zimbabwe's economy is in a, quote, death spiral, unquote. The wisdom of the proverb reminds us, like a roaring lion and a charging bear is a wicked ruler over poor people. A ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor. But he who hates covetousness will prolong his days. Proverbs 28:15. Radio Poland reports that the Polish parliament is considering a ban on abortions of special needs children with Down syndrome and other birth anomalies. The report estimated that about 1,000 Polish children with special needs are killed in their mother's wombs each year. After 2 years of consideration, Northern Ireland's High Court has finally ruled on an appeal from homosexuals for the right to marry. Thankfully, the court rejected the appeal. Judge Justice O'Hara said that Ireland's law preventing homosexual nuptials was not a contravention of human rights. Hebrews 13:4 says, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous." At least 20 teacher-student fornication scandals have been reported by various news agencies in the United States over the last 2 months alone. A Google search yielded 40 million results, with double the stories in 2017 over last year. The state of Texas failed to pass a bill patterned after the North Carolina bathroom bill that would have prevented cross-dressing men from using the women's restroom. The Texas House State Affairs Committee Chairman Byron Cook and the Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss, both Republicans, refused to allow the bill on the floor. The NFL, Amazon, ExxonMobil, Apple, Hilton, and other corporate interests threatened boycotts of the Lone Star State if the bill had gone through. Proverbs 25:26 says, "Like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked." Apparently, Defense Secretary James Mattis is not on board with the president's tweets relating to transgenders in the military. Mattis told reporters, quote, "We are going to study the issue," unquote, and the president has not issued a directive as yet. So far this year, the Navy reports 4 major accidents. The USS Fitzgerald collided with a container ship near Japan in June, resulting in 7 fatalities. And still 10 Navy men are missing in the collision of the USS John McCain with a merchant ship over the weekend. The Navy reported one account in 2016 and another in 2014, neither of which resulted in fatalities. Alabama Judge Roy Moore leads in the polls for the U.S. Senate seat in a special runoff election on September 26th, to fill the vacancy after Attorney General Jeff Sessions was nominated. JMC Analytics puts his lead over contender Luther Strange at 51-32%, with 17% still undecided. Judge Moore was twice removed from his seat as Alabama's Chief Justice for his Christian commitments to the Ten Commandments and God's laws relating to homosexual marriage. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, August 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.